The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
Pointing You Home with Eric Stewart on WMAL.
Pointing You Home.
Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, DMV. I hope you're enjoying some of these warmer temperatures like I am. If you missed any show, you can look us up anytime on Spotify or iHeartRadio. Just Pointing You Home on Spotify or iHeartRadio. If you're on your computer, all you have to do is look us up at ericstewartgroup.com. And if you want to Google us, Eric Stewart Group Radio, to listen to us anytime you'd like.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
So, pups on the patio. Pups on the patio. I don't know. When I first read that title for this segment, I thought of dogs out on the patio. Well, guess what? That's exactly right. Silver Diner revamps their menu on their 30th anniversary. You could win free hot dogs for a year at Doghouse. Now, this is a canine tradition that started back with the American Brasserie, which is in Silver Spring, is going to host an event where patrons are encouraged to bring their furry friends. Features a happy hour, specials, and so on from 4 to 7 o'clock. 30 items are priced at $5 a pop, or a pup, maybe. And if you're interested to get more information, go ahead and search that up. It's called Pups on the Patio.
They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning.
You've heard about house flipping. Back to pre-crisis levels, here's why it's less of a concern. So you recall the big run-up to the 06, 07, 08 Great Recession. New analysis from CoreLogic is suggesting that most of the current flips are less risky than those from more than a decade ago, making today's flippers less likely to cause market volatility if prices decline in the next few years. Let's do a quick revisit to what occurred. Folks were buying houses without having the capability of paying the mortgages. Now the lending restrictions are making it more difficult to buy houses unless you show the capability and you have more skin in the game. If that changes, if you start seeing a lot of no-doc loans again and people can just declare income, well, we'll have a bigger issue. But as it turns out, 10.6% of homes sold in the U.S. in the fourth quarter of 2018 were flips. Those are defined as having been owned for less than 2 years, okay? That's very near the level of the first quarter of 2006, 12 years earlier, when 11.3% of homes were flips. This study really just reveals that because the vast number of flips back in 06 were flips without any kind of equity, it only took a breath of a correction in the market for homeowners who had flipped into real estate with just believing that they could refinance and believing that prices would continue to go higher. Nowadays, it's not that way. Most flippers recognize that there could be a correction. The amount of money that is spread between what you own a house for and what you can flip it for has not gotten better. It's gotten worse for flippers. So in spite of the fact that flippers are not making as much money right now, they're willing to take the risk for less of a return, and they're showing greater capability in case of a problem with the loan. They're showing greater capability of paying that mortgage even if the market were to change. I doubt that flipping will turn us into another recessionary cycle in the real estate market. Again, if we get declared income loans, which simply says I make X dollars, you just say it, you sign it, and lenders believe it. If we go in that vein, which you know could happen, it seems like it's cyclical, then I think we'll have a different conversation here on the show. HUD is suing Facebook for housing discrimination. Have you heard about this? So the federal government is suing Facebook because of allegations of housing discrimination. And they're suggesting that based upon who they are, where they live, what their Christian or non-Christian beliefs are, whether they're foreigners. So it's just as discriminatory as slamming a door in somebody's face, according to Ben Carson, who's the head of HUD. HUD is Housing and Urban Development. That's the council. So even as we confront new technologies, Paul Compton from HUD, he's one of the general counsels there, discrimination in housing-related advertising is against the law. In real estate, we never focus on the person who's buying. We focus on the place that they're buying. As long as you focus on the place and not the person, it's safe advertising. When you start to identify familial status, this is great for families, actually suggests that it wouldn't be good for singles. And because you're talking about people with kids or without kids, you're actually identifying a place about the person who would live there. And that's a no-no. Okay. And you can't say this is perfect for older folks. There are no steps. Okay. We all recognize that steps means that there's less up and down motion if your knees are bad, but not everybody that's older has knee problems, right? So it's this kind of focus in on maybe somebody's beliefs, maybe somebody's physical challenges or otherwise that is a violation. So getting this right, very, very important. And Sheryl Sandberg, who is at Facebook, and she's one of the, I think she might be the CEO of a particular department there. Sheryl, who's a widow, by the way, and somebody that I respect for the way she's walked through her widowhood and the sharings that she's made about widowhood have definitely inspired some of what I do in my outreach of widow care here in the DMV. So what she said, I really appreciate getting this right, is deeply important to me and all of us at Facebook because inclusivity is a core value of our company. Well, Sheryl, I will say that inclusivity is a core value of Facebook's company in as much as Facebook is willing to hear all sides of a conversation. And I think that that's important as well as how you approach and you advertise. It's also important that that there is no segmenting based upon political beliefs or otherwise who is heard and who is not. So let's be sure that that happens also.
Voila, an American dream. Well, we can travel, girl, without any means.
The American dream. What is the American dream? Well, we've all heard that it's home ownership, right? So doesn't everybody want to own a house? Well, Fred Peters wrote an article about this, and I just want to share a little bit of his thinking. That sense of belonging, that feeling that you have when you come home every day to the same home, looking forward to taking that hot shower, looking forward to kicking back on that couch and catching a Caps game, or just sitting outside and feeling the breeze. The idea of a place, of your own place that you own, that's not owned by you and the bank necessarily, though the majority of us, yes, we share our ownership with banks. As long as we pay, we stay, right? Still, the ultimate dream is complete home ownership, that sense of I have my own place and no one can take it away from me. That is a wonderful feeling. We became a nation out of a desire to slip out of the bonds of feudal society, of days gone by. The magic of America has laid not only in its sense of opportunity, but also in the belief that life could in every way be shaped by any individual. People travel here, not just for religious freedom, but because America is a place where anything seems possible. And as the East has become more and more crowded, pioneers pushed further and further west, lured again by the sense that they could find their way to freedom here in America. Now, there is no Western frontier existing the same way that it used to, the wide open West. But the lure of America as a place in which your destiny is your own is just as powerful. What's more powerful than that expression of arrival, of equal opportunity harnessed? Look at the thousands and thousands of immigrants who are attempting to break into our country so that they can enjoy the freedom that our forefathers fought and died to give us. Right? We have something special. It is important that we protect it and that we honor it and that home ownership be respected not just as a right, but as a responsibility. Yes, the right to buy a house, we have that right, but you have to take the responsibility if you're going to purchase as well. We've become a country that's polarized between the haves and the have-nots now, or from many sides, we would say there are those that don't have who claim that they're victims of the haves. The have-nots say, I'm a victim of the haves oftentimes. And home ownership can serve as really an equalizer for all conversations, because if you can own a house, whether you're rich or you're poor or somewhere in between, you can have a piece of that American dream. The truth is that there is no fixed income for anybody. I often compare commissions in real estate, and I say, look, commission literally in Latin means to put together. It's a negotiable. How much you pay in a commission is a negotiable between the homeowner or the home buyer and the real estate agent that they hire. The fact of the matter is, women and men don't make the same amount of money on any transaction, whether it's a woman or a man. They don't make the same amount of money because commissions are negotiable on every transaction. So what I love about real estate is it's an opportunity for me to help others fulfill their dreams, but also it's a business that has an equal opportunity to all people, regardless of sex, creed, color. According to the Civil Rights Act of 1866 and the Fair Housing Act of 1968 and the American with Disabilities Act of 1990, even the Equal Housing Opportunity Act of 1974, and get this, 1974, if you were a woman wanting to buy a piece of real estate on your own and get a mortgage, you could not get a loan unless you had a letter from your doctor saying you could not conceive, because banks wouldn't lend money to women for fear that they would be laid off if they became pregnant and didn't have anybody there to take care of them. The law changed, and so it should have. Putting a heavy hand over all of these things is not the way to go. Encouraging all people to take the opportunity to own a house and take that alive dream and fulfill that dream. We must, in fact, embrace our own individual responsibilities and the rights that we have and encourage all people be treated the same. Everyone needs to be treated the same, regardless of who they are when it comes to home ownership. Everyone should have the opportunity. So if you're staying in your house during a major remodel, well, I'm going to tell you a story about a DC family that made it happen. And by the way, it wasn't easy. Find out more right here on WML.
This is Pointing You Home on WML. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Hey, happy Easter, by the way, to all of our friends listening, and happy Passover to all of our other friends listening. I just want to take a moment and just say how grateful I am for Stuart Rosenthal, who couldn't be with us today. He's celebrating Passover with his family. Just so appreciate the mercy of God and seeing the example of God's mercy in the saving of the Jews in Egypt, and how Pharaoh was put down so that the Jews could escape and become the country of Israel where they are today, and where Jews around the world can celebrate Passover and recognize God's providence. And as Christians, we also recognize God's providence because of the blood of Christ that was shed for all of our sins. And so grateful that the grave did not hold Christ, that he rose again on the third day, and that ultimately faith in Christ is where we find the freedom as Christians in our lives. So grateful for that, and we wish you a very happy Passover and a happy and wonderful Easter celebration as we celebrate God's providence.
One day at a time.
Those of you listening who are thinking about making a major remodel in your house, you may consider that this is a dream that you're not quite up for. So Wendy Jordan, who shared this report with me, tells the story of this couple in Washington, D.C. that went through that very thing. So I'll read this and share this with you. The centerpiece of the room, that disco ball-shaped light fixture, was a big sign to Nedra Pickler that her kitchen was past its prime, but it hardly was the only one. The floor tiles were coming up, there was a hole in the ceiling from a leak that had been repaired, the dishwasher was broken, and probably worst, there were sliding glass doors to nowhere, opening to a one-story drop to the yard at the base of a sloped site, she said. Similar evidence mounted about her shabby Brady Bunch-era bathroom off the basement family room in her Northwest Washington, D.C. home. It was indisputable. Time for kitchen and bathroom makeovers. You know, in the 1970s, noted architect Cloethiel Woodard Smith designed a contemporary kitchen and adjacent pantry breakfast nook for this 1930s house that the couple owned, and added a basement area. And to prepare the house for the sale, the most recent homeowners had installed stainless steel appliances. Otherwise, no modernizations had been made in decades, and the house, especially the kitchen, showed its age. Now, since buying that house, Marcy Pickler and Nedra. Nedra, with her sons, who are 6 and 9, her mother, Marcy Pickler, had made a decision that they would go through extensive renovations while they were living. And they opted for that 4-month project, started in June of 2017, included remodeling and expanding, get this, 84-square-foot kitchen and refreshing an 8-by-9-foot bathroom. Now, when she first opted for this, she said that just about all of her friends said, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. But it was her remodeler who convinced her that she could make it through. Now, David Vogt, he's with Mary, along with Mary Englert of Case Design Remodeling in Bethesda, said, most of our clients tend to be fairly comfortable staying in their homes. When he likened it to a camping trip, Nedra shot back, I hate camping. But she laughed and she agreed to do it. I don't love camping, but I do love to save money. Well, Vogt said that he sometimes tells clients, you can give it a try for the first week and see how you're managing. Most, he said, will stick it out. In fact, it's common for people to live in their homes during a remodel, even without a usable kitchen or bathroom. I don't know how that happens, but this is what he says. So Nedra picked her final finishes, and she went to visit Stewart Kitchens to get design work done. And even Stewart said, head for the hills. Don't stay. If you're in a larger house, you shouldn't be in the property. But key to this is understanding what to expect and to be flexible. So if you're looking at being flexible, you're willing to look at this as camping, as an opportunity for you to spend a period of time in limited quarters and with limited benefits, you can save the money you would have spent to stay someplace else. I would say if you're a family with 5 or 6 or 7 kids, like I have 5 kids, okay, so I'm only really speaking for myself in a remodel. We did a remodel on the house that I grew up in before we moved into it because it would have been absolutely crazy. At the time, we were homeschooling our children, so it was a very, very trying time for us to try to do that and also go through the remodel, so we chose not to. But in this case, they were able to cordon off a portion of the house and live in that while the remodeling was done. And the contractor gave a very specific time frame for how long it would take to accomplish everything. And ultimately, Nedra and her sons and her mother, Marcy, all decided to stay with the job all the way to the end. So congratulations on that completed renovation. If you're looking now at buying real estate in Alexandria, I want to mention a property we've put on the market in Alexandria, Virginia, on Shetland Green Road. It's a single-family, one-story, brick-and-block-constructed Rambler in excellent, excellent condition. High-end updates, roof, windows, beautiful construction quality, and easy access to sidewalks and major amenities. Cathedral ceilings in the master bedroom, also in the living room and the dining room. This is at Pinecrest Golf Course, if you're familiar. Main level living includes 3 finished levels with a total of 3,743 square feet. Updated cherry kitchen, granite countertops, beautiful views out to the backyard, and has a 2-car garage inside the Beltway at Pinecrest Golf Course Community. 3-bedroom, 4 full bath, 3,743 square feet, plus the $289 quarterly Homeowners Association dues, very reasonable. And that is on Shetland Green Road in Alexandria. In Bethesda, we have our luxury layover property at 6718 Melody Lane in Bethesda. This is in Whitman Schools. The home is a magnificent colonial with 3 large levels. It has a total of 6 bedrooms, 4 full baths and 2 half baths, over 5,350 square feet on 3/4 of an acre of lot. Has 6 fireplaces. Main level offers a grand living room with fireplace and formal dining room, dental molding, family room with walls of natural wood, extensive storage, 5-bedroom, 3 baths upstairs, plus a level walkout basement with 1,150 square feet of space to play, exercise, work, entertain, etc. Plus, it's close to Johns Hopkins Hospital, Whitman Schools, as I mentioned, the Capitol Beltway is just about 5 minutes away. Too many great things to mention. Next week, I look forward to having our owners of the property on as guests to discuss this. Looking forward to Don and Janet Boardman joining me. Properties like this are selling very well for us. At this point, we are over 65 homes sold this year, And our average list-to-sell ratio is at 99.14% of the list price to the sell price. We're doing very well for our clients. If you're interested in selling, looking to interview realtors, please make us one of those realtors that you interview. Give us give us a call at our toll-free number at 1-800-900-9104. Again, 1-800-900-9104. Or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Not quite ready for calling us for that visit to come over? No problem. We've got a couple of very helpful guides you can download anytime at ericstewartgroup.com. One is called the Market Ready Guide that will give you advice on how to prepare your home for sale, what kind of improvements will make you the best return, and what questions you should ask a realtor before you hire one. Additionally, we have a guide called the Right Sizing Guide that I've written primarily to my audience of folks who've been in a house for a long time, have a lot of stuff, need to figure out when is the time to move, whether I should move to a retirement community, apartment, or otherwise. How can I think through all of these issues? The Right Sizing Guide is geared for that. These are both free. They're meant to be helpful to you as you're thinking through this process, or maybe for a relative of yours out of state. So you can go to ericstewartgroup.com. You can call us toll-free 800-900-9104. And if you can't get it off the web, we'll mail you a copy. Last thing I want to mention, if you're getting ready to sell a property that's not here in the Washington, D.C., Maryland, or Virginia area, we want to encourage you to reach out to us as well, because we've launched a new vetted program to find the best real estate agents around the country using the same qualifications that I use for my agents for you to find an agent anywhere. 800-900-9104 for more information. Well, that wraps it up for Pointing You Home. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. I'm Eric Stewart. Stick around if you can. Senior Solutions coming up next.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.